Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am V.C. Pramod, the headlines. NDA Parliamentary Party to meet in New Delhi today amid political parley ahead of formation of new government at the centre. Consultations on within the BJP to decide name of next Chief Minister of Odisha. NTA issues clarification after NEET result controversy, says higher performance standards led to increase in high scores. IMD issues yellow alert for rainfall over central and southern regions during the next 4 days. In T20 World Cup, newcomers USA stuns Pakistan by 5 runs in Super Over. And in Indonesia Open Badminton, A shuttler Lakshya Sen to take on Anders Antonsen in quarterfinals this afternoon. As the National Democratic Alliance gears up to form the government, political activity has gained momentum in the national capital, with leaders of the BJP and JDU holding separate meetings. Today, the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting will take place in New Delhi. Newly elected MPs of BJP, TDP, JDU, LJPR, Shiv Sena, Shinde faction, JDS and other constituent parties of the NDA will attend the meeting. A JDU Parliamentary Party meeting is also scheduled to be held this morning ahead of the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting. BJP President JP Nadda and Union Minister Rajnath Singh have been given the responsibility to hold discussions with NDA partners over the cabinet formation. Yesterday, Mr. Nadda held a long meeting with senior BJP leaders and union ministers. In Odisha, the race for the first BJP minister is heating up, with at least half a dozen names doing the rounds. The state leaders of the party, including all 20 newly elected MPs, are camping in Delhi and likely to meet the central leaders today on the issue. The central BJP leadership will take opinions of the MPs and other leaders before taking a final call on the name of the new Chief Minister of Odisha in the parliamentary board meeting. More from our Odisha correspondent.
Amid speculations over who would be the first BJP Chief Minister of Odisha, the party's parliamentary board is likely to take a call on this in 2 to 3 days. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi, during a number of election rallies in Odisha, had said that the new BJP Chief Minister would take oath on 10th of June at Bhubaneswar. The front runners include 6-time MP and former Tribal Affairs Minister Jewel Oram, National Vice President Bijayant Panda, Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, and senior MLA Mohan Charan Majhi. The name of former Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir and former Comptroller and Audit General of India Girish Chandra Murmu is also considered as a front runner for the coveted post. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Aam Aadmi Party has said that it will contest the Delhi Assembly elections alone. A meeting of all the party MLAs was held at the Chief Minister's residence in the national capital today. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Delhi Minister Gopal Rai said the INDIA block was established specifically for the Lok Sabha election. He said Aam Aadmi Party fought the Lok Sabha elections together with the Congress, but in Delhi Assembly elections, there will be no alliance.
देखिए अलायंस पहले से ये बहुत साफ है कि ये लोकसभा चुनाव के लिए था. लोकसभा चुनाव हमने ईमानदारी से मिलकर के लड़ा है. दिल्ली जो विधानसभा का चुनाव है उसके लिए देशभर में कोई गठबंधन नहीं है, और दिल्ली के अंदर दिल्ली की जनता के साथ मिलकर के हम इस लड़ाई को लड़ेंगे और जीतेंगे.
The notification for election to 3 seats of Rajya Sabha in Kerala were issued yesterday. The tenure of CPI leader Binoy Biswam, CPIM leader Elamaran Karim and KCM leader Jose K. Mani is ending on the 1st of July. Notification for by-poll to 1 seat from Maharashtra in the Rajya Sabha was also issued yesterday. The seat has been vacant due to resignation of NCP leader Praful Patel. Nominations can be filed for the seats in Kerala and Maharashtra till the 13th of this month, and polling will be held on the 25th of June. Meanwhile, 9 members of the Rajya Sabha have been elected to the Lok Sabha in the recently concluded general elections. The BJP refuted the claims made by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi over the stock market scam, saying he is trying to deceive market investors. Briefing media in New Delhi, senior BJP leader Piyush Goyal yesterday claimed that people have gained even during the election results day. He further added that foreigners have incurred losses while Indian investors have benefited. He said that when the UPA government was in power 10 years ago, India's market capital at that time was 67 lakh crore rupees, and today the market capital has increased to 415 lakh crore rupees.
Lok Sabha chunav mein vipaksh ki haar ki hatasha se abhi tak shayad Rahul Gandhi ji ubre nahi hain. Ab wo market ke investors ko bhi gumrah karne ki saazish rach rahe hain. Aaj Bharat duniya ki panchvi sabse badi arthvyavastha ban gayi, fastest growing economy in the world. Puri duniya is baat ko aaj swikar kar.
Earlier, Rahul Gandhi has demanded a joint parliamentary committee JPC investigation into the stock market crash on the 4th of June. Addressing media at party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Gandhi said the retail investors have lost 30 lakh crore rupees due to the market crash.
Why did PMNHM give specific investment advice to the 5 crore families investing in the stock market? Is it their job to give investment advice? Second, why both interviews were given to the same media house owned by the same business group, which is also under SEBI investigation for manipulating stock market? Third, what is the connection between the BJP, the fake exit pollsters and the dubious foreign investors who invested one day before the exit polls were announced and made a huge profit at the cost of 5 crore families? So we demand a joint parliamentary committee to investigate this.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on AIR News Alerts. The National Testing Agency has said that the increase in cut-off of NEET UG reflects the competitive nature of the examination and the higher performance standards achieved by the candidates this year. NTA said this in a clarification released in light of recent queries raised by the candidates regarding the NEET UG results. It further added that due to differences in the old and new editions of the NCERT textbook, the subject experts held that two options taken as correct in place of one option. Out of the 67 candidates who got full marks, 44 are on account of the revision in one answer key of physics and 6 are on account of compensatory marks for loss of time. The Calcutta High Court has ordered that the central and state government have to jointly work to stop post-poll violence in West Bengal. A division bench of Justices Kaushik Chanda and Apoorv Sinha Ray were hearing a public interest litigation on the issue yesterday. The PIL was filed by an association of lawyers in the court after 11 people lost their lives in the post-poll violence in the state. The court ordered that if the state police had failed to stop them, then central forces can intervene. The National Health Authority has achieved a significant milestone with the generation of over 3 crore tokens for outpatient department OPD registrations through the Aabha-based Scan and Share service. Union Health Ministry said the Aabha-based Scan and Share service enables patients to conveniently register for OPD appointments by scanning a QR code displayed at the OPD registration counter. The Reserve Bank of India will announce its second bimonthly policy of the current fiscal year today. RBI's Monetary Policy Committee's three-day meeting began on the 5th of June. In the last meeting in April, the RBI had kept the repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. The RBI kept the Standing Deposit Facility SDF rate at 6.25% and the Marginal Standing Facility MSF rate and the bank rate at 6.75%. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has extended an invitation to Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Ukraine at a convenient time. The invitation came during a phone conversation between the two leaders, where Zelensky congratulated Prime Minister Modi on his recent election victory and wished for the swift formation of the government. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued yellow alert warning for rainfall, thunderstorms and lightning over many parts of the country, including central and southern regions, for the next 4 days. More from our correspondent.
With the further advancement of southwest monsoon, light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm and lightning is expected over Konkan, Goa, Maharashtra, Marathwada, Saurashtra, Kutch, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Rayalaseema, Telangana and Karnataka during the next 4 days. The IMD has also forecast widespread rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning over northeast region, West Bengal and Sikkim during the same period. Rainfall and thunderstorms are likely at a few places over northwest India today. The weather department said that similar conditions are also likely to occur over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand for the next 2 to 3 days. On heat wave, the IMD said that severe heat wave conditions are likely to prevail over some parts of Uttar Pradesh till Monday. Heat wave conditions are very likely in Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand, Punjab, Haryana, Bihar and Odisha till the next 2 to 3 days. This is Pallavi Parmar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
On to sports, then. The ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket hosts United States stunned the former champions Pakistan by 5 runs in a thrilling super over last night. More from our correspondent.
In the first big upset of this T20 World Cup, USA pulled off a massive victory against Pakistan after their encounter ended in a tie at the Grand Prairie Stadium in Dallas last night. Electing to field first, newcomers USA restricted Pakistan to 159 for 7 and then matched the score with loss of 3 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In the super over, USA scored 18 for loss of 1 wicket and Pakistan could manage only 13 runs. For one. In the second match yesterday, Scotland defeated Namibia by 5 wickets at Kensington Oval in Barbados. Chasing the victory target of 156, Scotland overhauled the target with 5 wickets in hand and 9 balls to spare. Earlier, Namibia scored 155 for 9 in stipulated 20 overs. Canada will take on Ireland at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York this evening. Shagun Chopra, Akashwani News, New Delhi.
In badminton, India's ace shuttler Lakshya Sen will take on Anders Antersen of Denmark in the men's singles quarterfinal at the Indonesia Open Badminton in Jakarta, Indonesia this afternoon. Sen defeated Kenta Nishimoto of Japan in straight games 21-9, 21-15 in the pre-quarters yesterday. Indian star football player Sunil Chhetri's last game for India ended in a goalless draw against Kuwait yesterday. The 0-0 at the Salt Lake Stadium dented India's hopes of qualifying for the third round of the FIFA World Cup qualifiers. India are second in the table with 5 points ahead of Kuwait and Afghanistan on 4 points, but with a draw enough for Kuwait and a win for Afghanistan enough, India will need a result against Qatar to progress. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that Russia could deploy conventional missiles within striking distance of the United States and its European allies if they allowed Ukraine to strike deeper into Russia with long-range Western weapons. In his first face-to-face meeting with senior editors of international news agencies since the war in Ukraine began, Mr. Putin said the West was wrong to assume Russia would never use nuclear weapons. He said the Kremlin's nuclear doctrine should not be taken lightly. When asked about NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg's calls to allow Ukraine to use Western weapons to strike Russian territory, Putin differentiated between different missiles but warned allowing Kyiv to strike Russia with ever more powerful weapons. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Pramod. Modi likely to take oath for third term on Sunday, headlines the Statesman. Swearing-in ceremony Sunday, talks on government formation, births intensify, headlines the Indian Express. Flashback of coalition era, oath on June 9th, headlines the Pioneer. Most papers have on their front page the story of Congress leader Rahul Gandhi demanding a joint parliamentary committee, JPC, into PM Modi and Union Minister Amit Shah's prediction that the stock market would zoom after the Lok Sabha election results, although the market crashed that day. Rahul wants JPC on stock surge after exit poll, BJP shoots back, headlines the Hindustan Times. All papers have on their front page the story of the Supreme Court directing HP to give 137 cubic of water to Delhi. The Asian Age headlines the SC tells Himachal to send Delhi more water. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. NDA parliamentary party to meet in New Delhi today amid political parley ahead of formation of new government at the centre. Consultations on within the BJP to decide name of next chief minister of Odisha. NTA issues clarification after NEET result controversy. Says higher performance standards led to increase in high scores. IMD issues yellow alert for rainfall over central and southern regions during the next 4 days. In T20 World Cup, newcomers USA stuns Pakistan by 5 runs in super over. And in Indonesian Open Badminton, ace shuttler Lakshya Sen to take on Anders Antersen of Denmark in quarterfinals this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.